This is Bob Paulus, special events reporter for radio station KTOH. Our guest this afternoon is Bern Bernardini, the regional sales manager for General Brewing Corporation, which has brought out a new product to the islands. Bern, how do you bottle draft beer?
Bob, first of all, I'd like to mention the name of the product, if you don't mind. It's Lucky Genuine Draft Beer, and as you indicated, it is in bottles. This is a revolutionary new process that our brewery is using, the first with the process in the islands as well as the entire West. Simply stated, without boring you with the technical jargon, most of which I don't understand myself, but in simple layman's terms, this product has had any remaining particles of yeast filtered out of it. And this essentially is what makes it different from the conventional draft beer that is bought in kegs at your favorite tavern or restaurant or whatever. Keg draft beer has this live yeast in it and has to be continually refrigerated, otherwise this yeast will grow, continue to multiply, and very shortly destroy the taste of the beer. This is not true with this draft beer that we have in a bottle. It is genuine draft beer. It is unpasteurized draft beer, just as keg beer is. But because this yeast has been filtered out, it can be packaged and left in an area, a shelf, or on the kitchen table, or in your den or bar, for days or months at room temperatures, does not have to be refrigerated or chilled until you wish to serve it, wish to consume it.
Bern, is Lucky Draft available on Kauai now?
It is indeed. We were very, very honored to have an open house function recently at the Seashell Restaurant in Lihue, and we were very pleased to introduce the product at that time to our many friends in the trade, that is the store owners and managers and tavern and restaurant owners and managers of the island of Kauai, and the reception the product that we received that night was so terrific, so tremendous, that we had virtual 100% distribution of the product on the island almost overnight, and is now available, yes, to all consumers on the island.
I've seen the package, Bern. I'm quite impressed. Quite a unique bottle and label. I noticed it even looks like gold foil used on it.
Right. We're pleased that not only the product itself, and of course, realistically, the product is much more important than the packaging. That is, the beer that you taste is certainly more important than the package in which it comes, but still, not only did we carefully research the taste profile of the beer so that it would appeal to the vast majority of beer drinkers, but also we carefully researched the label design, the bottle design, as well as the all elements inherent therein, that is the color, the type of paper that was used, and you're right, it is gold foil.
I'm quite interested in the very scientific approach you take in your discussions of beer. What can we say to the layman? Can we say just plainly he's really going to enjoy it?
Again, in putting it in basic language, which we can all understand and appreciate, Bob, this product has a new, light, mild, non-filling taste to it. It is something, obviously, I'm prejudiced, but I can truthfully tell you that if you and your listeners try it, you and they are going to have a new experience when it comes to beer drinking, because this is a light, mild product, and the very important feature is that it is non-filling. This beer has the traditional beautiful head, the nice foam, the nice thick rich foam which most beer drinkers like, and yet it does not have as much carbonation as most conventional beers have, and because of this reason you're going to find that you're able to consume an appreciably more number of bottles as opposed to conventional beer without getting that filled up, sometimes bloated feeling. It's remarkable how many people have told us this.
I'm curious too, you mentioned the testing and of the package of the product itself. How much time even money goes into the planning and introduction of a product like this?
I can truthfully tell you, Bob, without divulging any company secrets, that we were working on this product and the microfill filtering process, which makes it all possible, for a minimum of 2 years before we introduced it to the public. The cost, I can honestly tell you, is in the millions of dollars. to introduce this product.
Take a little while to get that back.
Yes, it just might cover my home mortgage a few times.
Well, Vern, you tell us then that we can look for Lucky in the package stores, package outlets, as well as in the pouring spots around Kauai that is there now.
Right, Bob.
How many locations would you estimate on Kauai would be able to provide Lucky Draft to our listeners?
My guess at this time would be, considering that virtually hourly we are placing it in new locations, I would say that right now we are probably in something like 80 taverns, restaurants, stores, and the like.
Any other news on the Lucky Lager front?
Well, of course, we have our ever-loving Lucky Lager beer, which, of course, is the granddaddy of our product line and will always be the solid base for all of our company operations. Lucky Lager has been, as you probably know, a leader in Hawaii for many years and will be for many years to come. We like to point out to our friends in the trade as well as the consuming public that we are now able to offer them two different, entirely different beers. Lucky Lager with the traditional taste that we know many people will continue to enjoy and drink. But at the same time, we now have a much lighter, milder, non-filling product, which we know our research and marketing studies have shown an increasing number of the American and Hawaiian consuming public demands and wants. So we feel that we now have the best of two worlds, the best traditional beer in Lucky Lager, the best light beer in Lucky Genuine Draft Beer.
Well, Vern, it's been very enjoyable speaking to you about the new product Lucky Draft that has been introduced to the island of Kauai. To our listeners, we've been speaking with Vern Bernardini, Regional Sales Manager for General Brewing Corporation.
Thank you, Bob.
By our a harmonious blending of great growth, predominantly white grapes, and its nature has revolutionized the traditional concept of champagne and has created a wine rarely witnessed in extraordinary newness, much sought after and greatly appreciated.